Political Concepts by Ian Welsh. Introduction. I thought hard about what concepts to include in this little booklet and how to talk about them. Broadly speaking, two approaches were possible. I could draw upon my reading and give a summary of how the terms are usually used in the social sciences, or I could convey my understanding. I have come down on the side of explaining how I understand and use these various political concepts. First, because anyone who wants to know the standard usage can find it on the web or in sociological and political science textbooks. And second, because people who read me and who gave to the fundraiser will mostly find my understanding more useful and interesting. While these concepts cover only a small piece of my worldview, it's an important one, and it's a chunk of the model I use to understand and then explain the world when I write. In general terms, we will be looking at politics through a lens of legitimacy, ideology, identity, and power. Seeing what forces form the groups and coalitions which jockey for power, and how the forces determine who wins and what they do, and are able to do, with the power they win. Despite how that may sound, the booklet isn't primarily about elections, because most elections change little. They elect people who will do about the same things their predecessors did. Elections that signal great change, like Thatcher and Reagan in 1979 and 1980, or FDR in 1932, are rare. And those I do discuss. Sadly, despite many efforts, politics is social, and no one other than Hari Seldon has managed to create an effective science of history. There are no social physics, and any set of tools requires understanding to use. That said, my goal, over more than half my lifetime, has been to understand social forces well enough so that as a race, we humans can perhaps not just understand them, but gain some control over them. Creating history rather than being its victims. It is my hope that this little booklet will contribute to that project. Finally, I want to thank everyone who donated to the 2020 fundraiser, which made this possible. I appreciate it more than most readers likely realize.